From Feature Story News in London, I'm Dan Whitehead. An Ethiopian Airlines flight to Rome was forced to land at Geneva Airport after it was hijacked by its own co-pilot. The man, who was arrested by Swiss police on landing, was requesting asylum in Switzerland and didn't have a weapon. Our Europe correspondent Jack Parrock has the details.
An Ethiopian's airline flight from Addis Ababa to Rome was forced to land at Geneva Airport after it was hijacked by its own co-pilot. The man in his early 30s is an Ethiopian citizen and was seeking asylum in Switzerland. The plane called into Geneva Airport saying it needed to refuel before circling above the city several times. Once landed, the hijacker scaled a rope out of the window of the cockpit before being arrested by Swiss police. The hijacker will appear before a Swiss judge on Monday and could face 20 years in prison for hostage taking. The 200 passengers and staff on board are unharmed. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
Ukraine's opposition has ended a more than two-month occupation of City Hall in Kiev, with the government saying an amnesty for prisoners will come into force. But despite the compromise, demonstrators are keeping up pressure for President Viktor Yanukovych to keep up what they call dictatorial powers and let them form a government without him. Yanukovych is expected to name his candidate for prime minister, with his choice deemed crucial in deciding the next steps of the country's political crisis. Our correspondent Tom Barton reports.
The prosecutor's office says it will drop charges against protesters for violations they say were committed between December the 27th and February the 2nd, a period in which at least six people were killed and hundreds of protesters and police were injured. Opposition leader Arseniy Yatsenyuk says they are watching to make sure about 2,000 criminal cases are dropped. They still want constitutional changes to reduce the powers of the president. After the resignation of the last Russian-born hardline prime minister, President Yanukovych has until the end of the month to find a replacement, but is expected to name one shortly. Tom Barton, Moscow.
The president of Venezuela has expelled three U.S. consular officials from the country, accusing them of meeting students involved in anti-government protests. It comes amid growing political tension in the country, with three protesters dying in clashes last week. Nicolas Maduro has not named the U.S. officials being expelled, but said the foreign ministry would give further details later. Despite storms easing, Britain is faced for further floods as rain continues to fall on heavily saturated ground. The Prime Minister David Cameron has described the weather, which has left three people dead, as a tragedy. Mr Cameron has chaired daily COBRA meetings to discuss the situation and has announced a £10 million fund to help businesses recover from the floods. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Six illegal gold miners have left an old South African mine amid concerns dozens more may be trapped underground. The men emerged from the mine near Johannesburg when it appeared the threat of arrest had gone. The official rescue operation was suspended on Sunday after 11 miners agreed to come out. 12 Years a Slave and space film Gravity were among the top winners at the British Film Awards. The prize for Best Film went to 12 Years a Slave, while Gravity won Best British Film. The awards were closely watched as an indicator of which films may win Oscars in a fortnight's time. Our UK correspondent Natalie Feary has this report.
Space drama Gravity scooped the most awards at the BAFTAs, including Best Director for Alfonso Cuarón, a total of six prizes. Chiwetel Ejiofor was awarded a BAFTA for his role as Solomon Northup, a free man sold into slavery in the film based on a true story, 12 Years a Slave. The British actor thanked the film's director, Steve McQueen, for his artistry and passion. Best animated film went to Frozen. Actress Kate Blanchett paid tribute to Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died earlier this month when she collected the Best Actress award for Blue Jasmine. Natalie Feary, London.
And don't forget, you can see more stories from our reporters around the world on our reporters' blog. Just go to featurestorynews.com. Google has acquired an Israeli startup business called Slick Logan, a technology company which identifies users by sound waves. The software works by playing a uniquely generated near-silent sound through computer speakers, which is then picked up by the mobile phone app. The technology could be used as a replacement for a password. The company confirmed the news on its website, but did not release any further financial details. And that's the latest from Feature Story News, Dan Whitehead reporting.